I'm walking through what's left of Sport and Leisure Swift's football club pavilion in West Belfast. It was the target of vandals who broke in and burned it on Boxing Day. It has been extensively damaged.
John Morgan, secretary of the club. I would say that what we have now is a building that has been totally destroyed. A building that was the heartbeat of our club, where we brought people to from all over the north. We brought them into this location, and you couldn't. It's dangerous now. I mean, you just quite simply in the end, we will have to get people out to have a look to see just what sort of state it's in structurally. But we hope it's sound. But all our fixtures and fittings are gone. We will have to replace. I would imagine we will have to replace everything.
Well, until you stand in the midst of this destruction, it's hard really to get a sense of exactly how much damage has been done. But essentially every room in this pavilion, with the exception of one, has been completely destroyed. The ceilings are down, fires have been set, equipment has been destroyed. They went about this in a very organised, systematic way to ensure that they did maximum damage.
I probably want to show you just something here to show just the badness that was done. This is our disabled toilet. They took a hammer and destroyed the cistern, destroyed the toilet, destroyed the sink. Who would think to come in and do that?
Yeah. It's not that it's been chipped. This stuff is complete. I mean, it's
destroyed. You're looking at a sink and a toilet and disabled access stuff, which has been destroyed for the sake of destroying. A group of people have come in here who are part of some gang or some dysfunctional group who have decided that it's a bit of crack and destroying. And they've left their tag. They actually pushed our trophy cabinet over so they could write on the back of that to leave their tag.
This was them leaving their mark, that's a tag that's associated with a certain gang or a certain group in the city.
Apparently a group around St James's, but again, it's the police who have told us that, and it was even the fire brigade knew it was, they knew what it stood for and knew what the particular group who were associated with it. I understand UTH because I've seen it often enough about the west of the city. Up the hoods, but IBA was new to me. But again, it seems to be tagged at a certain group from St James's around this area.
What about insurance?
The limited insurance we have was enough to get us into the league, and that would have been public liability. The problem that you have with insurance here is it's so expensive to insure something that's up the side of a mountain, which is prone to getting broke into, and we just couldn't afford it. You know, the simple fact as well is any insurance would have wanted a monitored alarm system, which costs money, and quite simply in the end, even with a monitored alarm system, you know, the police would not have come up this location if the alarm was going off, so you'd have been throwing good money after bad for that.
You've still got your pitch, you've still got your stand.
Yeah.
Can you function without this changing facility and the committee rooms and all the other stuff that you had in here?
The short-term answer is no, but because we have a game on the 3rd of January, which we'll have to try and get reversed. We have a game on the 10th of January, which we will need to sort out. What we can do, though, is talk to other clubs, and there have been several Irish League clubs and clubs in our own league and the league above who have offered help, but that has a cost, and that helping is also a cost as well. We don't have a chance of making any money. People coming in to watch the game, we have to pay the referees. Another option for us is to try and bring changing facilities into the ground, but that will take a period of time to try and get that sorted. So we will have to throw ourselves on the mercy of the league to try and sort ourselves out and see what we can do. But we certainly can't function as a Championship 2 club with this facility. We will either have to move for a period of time, or we will have to bring something in like vandal-proof changing rooms or something like that, you know. But again, that has a cost and are very, very expensive.